Approaching 9 o'clock, top of the hour, Lincoln Ho is going to be here, Missouri State Senator. He is the one who has got the income tax cut bill that is going to be debated and looked at seriously, has been looked at seriously this week by lawmakers in Missouri. So if you want more information on your potential, hopeful, upcoming income tax cut in Missouri, we will get to that with State Senator Lincoln Ho coming up top of the hour just after 9 on KCMO Talk Radio. But it is Friday morning, and it's time for one of our favorite segments of the week.
It's time to buy, sell, and hold.
All righty. John's off today. John needed a break. We had to get him off for a day. So, Mark, three questions. What's on the rundown this morning?
All right, let's buy, sell, or hold. Derek Schmidt gaining ground on Laura Kelly in the Kansas governor's race.
All right, I am buying that. It's been a very good week for Derek Schmidt. He had Ron DeSantis in town on Sunday. Of course, we were there for that. It was a great crowd, great time. Awesome to see many listeners there as well. And then yesterday, he had Glenn Youngkin in town. So I'll talk more about this next hour. I couldn't be there since I was flying home from D.C., but it looked like it was a packed house. They talked about education, which is the reason Glenn Youngkin is right now the governor of Virginia in a state that has been trending blue. Youngkin is someone who a lot of people, you know, I spent obviously a lot of time in D.C. with D.C. folks over the last couple of days, and they all love them some Glenn Youngkin. They're like, oh, yeah, 2024 Glenn Youngkin, baby. I'm like, hold on. We're going to talk about governors for president. I'm looking to a guy in Florida. I'm just saying. I mean, but they, you know, maybe they're biased because they all live in Virginia. But I'm like, listen, Glenn's great. I like Glenn Youngkin a lot. But it's not close. There's Ron DeSantis, and there's a big gap to everybody else when it comes to Republican governors right now. So, I thought it was great to have Glenn Youngkin here. They hammered the education issue. That's what got Glenn Youngkin across the finish line. And that issue will help Derek Schmidt in places like Johnson County as well. So I'm buying that one, Mark. What's next on the rundown?
Will you buy, sell, or hold Kansas abortion vote signaling political realignment in the Sunflower State?
Sell. Sell, 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 sell. I saw a big guest commentary in the Kansas City Star. The headline, Kansas said no to GOP abortion extremism. Does that foreshadow political realignment? And basically, the hope for Democrats in Kansas is that the value of the Both Amendment going down in flames means that, you know, Laura Kelly can win and Amanda Atkins will lose to Sharice Davids. And, you know, Democrats are in good hands in Kansas moving forward. No. I'll tell you, I had also many off-the-record conversations with Kansans over the last couple of days, people who are, you know, in the political space. And they all admitted that they knew two-time Trump voters, two-time female Trump voters, who voted against Value Them Both due to confusion, due to misinformation, and due to the fact that they also, you know, were maybe not entirely sold on what state lawmakers were going to do. And maybe even though they're two-time Trump voters, they had concerns that the state legislature could go, in their opinion, too extreme on the issue of abortion. But that does not mean that these people will not go vote for Amanda Atkins over Sharice Davids, because they know the policies of Pelosi and Biden and Davids have destroyed the country economically when it comes to inflation and interest rates and everything else we're dealing with right now. They will not vote for Laura Kelly because they also understand that she has been in many ways just a stamp for whatever Biden wants to do in many cases. Yes, she's played her cards right on a bipartisan basis, more so this year than in previous years, but they're not Laura Kelly voters. They're not Sharice Davids voters, but they were no votes on Value Them Both for a multitude of reasons. This is not some signal that Kansas is now a solidly blue state. That was a unique ballot issue. And I'm telling you, I know the national folks and obviously some local people where it fits their narrative want to believe that, but it is not true. I'm not buying that. I am selling that one fast, Mark. What is next on our buy, sell, hold here on a Friday morning.
All right, the last one, buy, sell, or hold my six-way Chiefs parlay. I guess I got to tell it to you before you can buy, sell, or hold it, huh?
Yes. All right, so you've got a $5 bet to win $2,500.
That's right.
Now, you won a $5 bet to win $600 in week one.
Yep.
You lost a $5 bet to win $800 in week two.
That's right.
So now you're going big here. $5 to win $2,500, Mark. I can't buy, sell, or hold it until I hear what you've got for me.
All right. So we need an Isaiah Pacheco touchdown anytime.
Okay.
The Colts to score 20 points or less.
Okay.
Chiefs to score 30 points or more.
Okay.
Patrick Mahomes to pass for 300 yards or more.
Okay.
Travis Kelce to get 80 yards receiving or more.
Okay.
And Clyde Edwards-Helaire to get 39 yards rushing or less. So here's Kendall Gammon earlier on the show, who came on with you, said that the Colts have a really good rush defense, only averaging 2.6 yards per carry. I saw that stat actually earlier in the week, and I thought Clyde might not have as many rushing yards, but maybe Pacheco would steal a touchdown. That's kind of how I got my thinking into this.
Wow. Wow. Well, you know, Mark, here's why I'm going to buy this. Not because I think you're going to hit it, but I think you're getting great odds. If you told me what would this pay out, I'd say $5 for maybe 800 or 1,000. You're getting a $5 bet to win $2,500. You know, that's pretty good. $5 for 2,500. Nothing here is like out of control.
Mm-hmm.
Pacheco touchdown, eh, that could be tough. The rookie had a Rutgers 7th-round pick. Colts under 20 points. Chiefs over 30 points. Mahomes over 300 yards. Kelce over 80 yards. Edwards-Helaire under 39 rushing yards. I'm going to buy that just because I like your odds. Not because I think it's going to happen, but because I like the odds you're getting at $5 to win $2,500.
Yeah.
All right. Wow. You put some effort into that. You put some effort into these $5 parlays.
Yeah, I want to try to hit them if I can. You know, it's not likely, like you said, but, you know, just $5 on each Chiefs game. Do something fun. Do something a little wacky. Maybe it'll hit.
$5 adds up, though, Mark. You know, Mark's going to be here week 16 asking to borrow $5. Not going to be good. He's going to have no clothes on asking for $5 and a breakfast sandwich.
I'll still have my Chiefs red on.
You'll be down to red underwear. You're going to have no other clothes. You're going to be pawning off your clothes for $5 bets. Jeez, just be careful there.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.